Think in 12-week cycles, not yearly, it's more effective. Many people think about their goals over a whole year, but this long-term approach often leads to less productivity. People tend to believe they have plenty of time to get things done, which can make them less efficient. However, if you break down a year into smaller chunks, like 12 weeks, and plan in shorter periods, you can improve your focus. This helps because you're working towards your goals with daily and weekly actions, which keeps you on track and makes you more likely to succeed. The 12-week year is built on three key principles. 1. Responsibility. Continuously ask yourself what actions will lead to achieving your goals. 2. Dedication. Always follow through on the commitments you make to yourself. 3. Excellence. Strive to perform at your best every day by staying disciplined. High achievers excel with effective execution, not just ideas. The 12-week year has a special method to help you succeed with 5 key disciplines. 1. Have a clear vision. Stay motivated by linking your personal and career goals with a meaningful vision. 2. Plan for success. Boost your chances of achieving your goals by creating a 12-week plan. 3. Process control. Use proven tools and strategies to make sure you stick to your plan every day. 4. Scorekeeping. Measure how far you've come and set up ways to get feedback. 5. Time use. Use your time wisely and productively. Welcome discomfort to drive significant change. Many people struggle to make lasting changes because they fear leaving their comfort zone. The key to breaking through this resistance is having a clear goal in mind. When you have a powerful vision of what you want to achieve, it becomes easier to stay motivated. Give yourself permission to dream big and ensure that you feel a strong connection to your goals. To discover and put into practice your vision, follow these steps. 1. Describe yourself in 5, 10, and 15 years from now. When you envision your future success, you're not just daydreaming. Your brain gets to work, firing up the parts that drive you to take actions that bring your dreams to life. By picturing your goals, you're training your brain to work towards them. It's like giving your mind a preview of where you want to go, so it can help you get there. 2. Goals for life. Listed below are the things I aim to acquire, accomplish, and embody in my life. These include both tangible possessions and intangible achievements. 3. Sort through your lists. First, figure out what matters most to you. Then, create a vision for where you want to be in 5, 10, and 15 years. 4. Clear 3-year plan. Outline your goals into 2 categories, personal and professional. If it helps, you can also create a 12-month plan to guide your progress. 5. Ensure accountability through decisive actions. Visualize your goals clearly and write them down. Keep this vision in sight daily. Take small steps toward making it real and review your progress every evening. Create weekly plans to achieve 12-week goals effectively. To set meaningful 3-month goals that align with your long-term vision, focus on specific outcomes you want to achieve through strategic actions. Goals should be results you aim for but can't fully control. Make sure your goals are personal and matter to you. 1. Set clear goals that you can track. 2. Focus on achieving positive outcomes rather than avoiding negatives. 3. Aim for goals that are both challenging and realistic. 4. Hold yourself accountable, even if it means stepping out of your comfort zone. 5. Set deadlines to ensure you can accomplish your goals. To achieve your goals effectively, it's crucial to plan weekly actions that lead directly to your desired outcomes. Start by visualizing your goal at the center of a page. Around it, jot down specific actions you can take to make progress. Circle each idea and connect related actions with lines to form a mind map. Focus on identifying actionable tactics that you can realistically complete within a week, without needing additional steps. Write down these tactics as clear sentences starting with action verbs and specify time frames. This approach ensures your weekly plan is not just a to-do list but a strategic roadmap toward achieving your goals. Emotionally commit to impactful actions to reach your goals. When you decide to commit to something, you build strong emotional ties to a plan that aims for a specific result. It's crucial to honor these commitments because they strengthen relationships when you follow through for others. Keeping promises you make to yourself also boosts your self-respect and integrity. Here's a simple plan to achieve your goals. Jot down impactful actions that will help you succeed. Next, note down what you'll need to give up or change to make those goals happen. If you're willing to make these changes, dedicate yourself to following your plan for the next 3 months. Keep your commitments to yourself, but don't beat yourself up if you slip once. It happens. If you find yourself missing them often, figure out why you're not keeping yourself accountable. Then, decide to make the necessary changes and stick to them. Use the latest change research to conquer obstacles effectively. Use proven tools and methods to keep yourself on track toward achieving your goals. To stay on track with your weekly goals, it's crucial to use effective strategies that prevent distractions. Here are some practical ways to maintain focus. First, weekly planning for success. Plan your week every Sunday using the charts from the 12-week year field guide. At the end of each week, give yourself a score based on how much of your weekly plan you completed. Make your weekly tactics part of your daily routine, and check your progress 3 to 4 times a day. Second, weekly accountability meetings. Joining weekly accountability meetings can increase your chances of sticking to your goals by 7 times. Arrange 15 to 30 minute sessions each week with 2 or 3 friends to support each other. In these meetings, you'll share your progress, discuss any challenges you're facing, and set goals for the upcoming week. Everyone in the group gives feedback and encouragement. It's a proven way to stay on track and achieve your long-term commitments. Third, daily huddles. Dedicate 5 minutes every morning for a quick meeting with up to 3 people. Talk about what you accomplished yesterday and what you plan to do today. Fourth, 12-week theme. Select a memorable phrase or word that reflects what matters most to you, like take charge or appreciate. Brainstorm ideas until you find one that really clicks with you emotionally. Keeping your motto in mind helps you stay committed to your goals. Fifth, 12-week year celebrations. Think of each 12 weeks as your year. Plan your tasks and projects accordingly, leaving the 13th week flexible for adjustments. If you successfully meet your goals, use that extra week to reward yourself with something that really motivates you. A good measurement system inspires change by keeping score effectively. To stay on top of your goals, use lead and lag indicators. Lead indicators show early progress, while lag indicators reveal outcomes. Imagine condensing a year's worth of achievement into just 12 weeks. Each week becomes as significant as a whole month. To track your progress effectively, follow these 3 straightforward steps. 1. List of key measures including leading and lagging indicators. When aiming to shed pounds, tracking exercise hours is like watching the clock move forward. It shows progress as it happens. Meanwhile, watching the number on the scale drop is more like looking back at what's already happened. 2. Monitor weekly completed tasks efficiently. Imagine you have 10 tasks to do, and you finish 8 of them. That means you've achieved an 80% success rate in getting things done. 3. Monitor your metrics closely. If your scores aren't up to par, it's time to strategize for a comeback. Take steps each week to make progress and boost your effectiveness in getting things done. Use a distinctive time blocking method for reliable productivity results. Performance time is a method unique to the 12-week year system. It helps you take charge of your life like a CEO and be smart about how you use your time. To make the most of your time, remember these key ideas. Recognize that your time is just as valuable as anyone else's. Simply working harder and faster isn't enough. You need to learn how to prioritize. Focus on important tasks that have a big impact and make money before dealing with less important things, even if they seem urgent. Understand that to really break through and succeed, you must change how you work and overhaul your old ways. A plan for organizing your work week with 3 different types of time blocks for various activities. First, strategic blocks. Set aside 3-hour chunks each week to tackle your most important tasks without interruptions. Second, buffer blocks. Plan to set aside 30 to 60 minutes, once or twice each day, for handling things like replying to emails that are important but not critical. Third, breakout blocks. Allocate 3-hour blocks to recharge by doing activities you love, totally unrelated to work like watching a movie or playing golf. Don't dive into these activities right away. Start with 1 block per month until you're confident your weekly plan is on track. Confront uncomfortable truths to stay on track and fix performance issues. To boost your chances of reaching your goals, take time each week to review how you're doing and tackle any problems head-on. Spend 15 to 20 minutes evaluating your performance. Use the signs that show how well you're doing to decide. For instance, you might track how many meetings you have with clients each week to predict success and look at how much revenue you earn overall to see results afterward. Each week, figure out what percentage of your goals you achieve using these methods. If you're short on time, review your progress monthly instead. To track progress over time, monitor how well you're achieving both your lead and lag measures. Also, keep an eye out for any potential problems that could derail your goals. If you start slipping up or neglecting parts of your plan, pinpoint those areas. Take action immediately to fix any negative trends you notice in your performance. End of 12 weeks, a chance to begin afresh. After finishing your 12-week plan, take time to assess how well you did and find ways to build on your successes. Look at your weekly scores to see what percentage of each goal you achieved. Rate your overall performance for the year on each goal. Add up your scores to gauge how effective you were in executing your 12-week year plan. If you find yourself less than 80% effective, think about what parts of your life might be off kilter. Consider your work, personal life, and family relationships. How satisfied are you with your connections and surroundings? Are you living in line with your spiritual beliefs? The perfect balance in life isn't real. It's okay to have times when certain parts take priority. What parts would you like to give more attention to in the future? After completing your 12-week year, it's time to gear up for the next cycle. Evaluate how well you engaged with the key parts of your strategy, vision, planning, process control, scorekeeping, and time use. Figure out which aspects were challenging for you and need improvement next time. Highlight your biggest achievements. Think about what changes you can make to double your success next time around. Key points. 1. Break your goals into 12-week cycles for better focus and productivity. 2. Take responsibility for your actions to achieve your goals. 3. Create a clear vision and plan for your personal and professional future. 4. Set specific, measurable goals and hold yourself accountable. 5. Use effective time blocking methods to prioritize important tasks. 6. Regularly review your progress and adjust your plans as needed. 7. Celebrate your achievements at the end of each 12-week cycle and prepare for the next.